In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday tells us about prayers. In the beginning of the Gospel, the Lord taught his disciples how to pray. And then he gave them the parable about the friend who went to his friend at midnight asking him to lend him bread because he has guests and he wants to host them. And the Lord gave us at the end of the parable a kind of hope that if the friend is not going to rise and give him because of the friendship, he will give him because of his perseverance. Meaning, he will respond anyhow. Maybe there are some people who got favor before God. They are friends. He will give them whatever they request, he will respond to their prayers because of the friendship. But there are other people like us. God also will listen for different reasons. Let us go and search in the scripture and see whose prayer does the Lord hear. This thing in particular is very important for us to believe and to know that God really listens. Sometimes when we doubt this, we are very hesitant to pray. Our prayers are not strong because at the end of the day, we feel like whom we are, that God will listen to us. Our prayers are not going to go beyond the ceiling that we are praying under. Again, let us see how God responds to different people, not only his friends. The first group of people whom God listened to clearly are the righteous who please God with their devotion and love. Something that we are aware of, we are sure about this fact. James, the disciple, say, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. He gives us the example of Elijah. Elijah went to Ahab and he called and said to him, the sky will not rain till the time I tell you. Just by saying so, it was enough. He didn't even say it in another word or saying that I will consult with somebody else. Just give him this warning. This example of this man, righteous person, loved God, served him. We don't find a surprise in seeing how God responds to him. That's why we seek always the prayer of righteous people. We go and ask them, we visit them in the monasteries here and there and ask, please pray on my behalf. That's why we believe in the intercession of the saints. Those are our friends in heaven who can plead on our behalf, ask God on our behalf because they have got favor before him. This is the first group. I don't think that we have difficulty to believe it, but meanwhile here we all think about it, this doesn't apply on us. The second group whose prayers are heard are the faithful who serve God's people with diligence. Moses, Aaron, and Miriam were brethren. Aaron and Miriam, they started to murmur and complain against Moses when he married the Ethiopian woman. God wanted to make clear that Moses have got a favor and a special place in God's heart. So he told them, if there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Moses have got favor. God speaks to him in a different way because he is faithful over all of his household. Those people whom they serve God faithfully with diligence, they have got favor. Their prayers are granted before God simply because they have pleased him with their service. Again, maybe not everyone fits in this. Let us go and see. Who are the other groups whom God listen and hear their prayers? The third group are the penitent who come to God with a contrite heart. We say this in Psalm 51, a broken and contrite heart, those, O God, you will not despise. To assure us of this fact, the Lord gives us the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, the tax collector. And the Lord Christ says, and the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. This man is a sinner. He is a tax collector. He is hated and despised by others. He has got no favor before God whatsoever, but he was accepted because he approached God in the right way. His prayers was accepted and he was granted to be justified, not because of anything that he has done, but because of the status that he came with a broken and contrite heart. If we think of ourselves that we are not righteous, and our prayers would not get like rise to God because we did not please him, if we are not faithful in our service, we still have hope, because God will not despise a person who comes to him with a broken and contrite heart. Every time we come to the liturgy, this is an opportunity for us to ask and to receive again, because we need, not because we deserve. Many, many times we stumble because when we think that, do I deserve that God would listen to me? My brethren, don't think this way. He will respond because we need him. If we come to him like this man, knocking over our chest, asking for his forgiveness, he will respond, because he promised that a broken and a contrite heart he will not despise. The fourth group whom God listens to their prayers are the afflicted, who seek God as their only refuge. The story about Hannah, the mother of Samuel, tells us another example. This woman, she was barren, she didn't have children. She was teased by the other wife of her husband. And then she went to the temple. And we read about her that, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. And Elkanah, later on after she prayed, Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. The Lord listened to Hannah because she came to him seeking him. She has nobody else but him. She feels so much troubled. She has bitterness in her heart. This was enough reasons. God will not also cast out or reject anyone who come to him seeking his refuge, believing that you are the only one. I have no one but you to go to. You cannot come to God and say to him, God, I have no one but you to ask from him, and God will despise your request. Because of his humility, because of the bitterness of her heart, the prayer that she raised in anguish, the Lord responded and he gave her her request. Because of his mercy and compassion, not because of anything else related to the person who is requesting. We can relate to this lady. We can relate to her in many, many circumstances where we feel like we are left alone. We have no one except God to listen to us. If we come and seek him, he will surely remember our prayers. The fifth group are those who fear God and who are merciful to others. The best example is Cornelius, the centurion, that his story is mentioned in the book of Acts chapter 10. It was said about this man who at the beginning did not know God. He knew that God of Israel is the true one. But what he was about is that he was a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. Look at the qualifications of this man that made his prayers to be known to God. He was a devout man who feared God with all of his household. It was not something up to him alone, but he had his household to share him. How pleasant is this sight before God. a man with his household, praying and worshiping, fearing God, gives alms generously to the people and pray to God always, then we hear the scripture telling us that the angel of the Lord went to him and said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. God accepted them. This man, he maybe was ignorant, he didn't know whom the true God is, but because of his lifestyle, that what he chose to himself, fearing God, being merciful to others, fulfilling even the law that he did not learn, to love God with all of his heart, and to also love his neighbor as he loves himself. This made him to be accepted. His prayers was also came up as for a memorial before God. The sixth group is the group that the Lord himself tells us about it today in the gospel of this blessed Sunday, are those people who are persistent, who continue to ask in faith. No matter what, I will never give up on prayer. He says, the Lord, to us, I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. Remember the Canaanite woman, the woman who went to the Lord asking that he would give healing to her daughter who was afflicted with many demons. The main characteristic of her prayer was her perseverance. At the beginning, she kept asking and he did not respond at all. Later on, she faced him asking the same request and he said to her that I was sent only to the lost sheep of the children of Israel. Even after this answer, she did not give up and she kept asking again. And the Lord told her that it is not fitting that I take from the bread of the children and throw it to dogs. How difficult when anyone receives an answer like this. And how faithful is this woman who kept even asking and saying to the Lord, even the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the tables of the children. Her persistence was her qualification. That's it. I will never give up on prayer. So my brethren, the Lord will respond. Let us fit in one of these. Maybe it is difficult for all of us to become among the righteous. Maybe it is hard to serve God like Moses did and find the same favor. But definitely, we can come to him with a contrite heart, broken under the yoke of our feeling of our weakness. Definitely, we can come to him seeking him as our only refuge, telling him that we have no hope in anyone except through you. Surely we can fear him and honor him in all of our deeds and deal kindly and mercifully with others. And even if we cannot do all of this, if we just keep on praying and never giving up, the Lord will still respond because he promised that if we persevere, he will surely grant us what we are asking him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.